This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for joining us. This week, KRWG-TV aired a special program, Bystanders, Ending Bullying. The program focused on the danger of bullying and what can be done about it. Most importantly, the message that no one should be a bystander. Watching bullying, it's important to take action. That program, which is called, again, Bystanders, Ending Bullying, will be repeated tomorrow morning at 11 on KRWG-TV. The Community Unity Coalition was formed as the outcome of a public forum on bullying in Doniana County. Bullying continues to be a concern here within schools, on playgrounds, at bus stops, even on the internet. I'm pleased to have with us today Doniana County Commissioner Wayne Hancock. He is a member of the Community Unity Coalition. Wayne, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Fred.
Good to have you here. Tell me about the work you're doing.
Well, our group is putting together brochures and public information pieces to try and make bullying a little more of an aware factor in our society so that we try to encourage families and children to stop bullying.
Okay, and of course, there are other efforts trying to do that. As I mentioned, the television program that we're airing this week on KRWG-TV. Tell me specifically ways that people can help you out in the efforts that you're undertaking with the Community Unity Coalition.
Each school has a program around bullying, and they should contact their school counselor or school teacher and find out what the school's policies are on bullying and how to report bullying. And it's up to all of us to take a clear action against bullying and report it to adults and to those in authority.
Okay. What are the biggest challenges you're confronting? Is reporting the bullying one of the biggest?
Well, I think the biggest problem that we're hearing is people recognize bullying, but they just don't seem to understand what to do when bullying occurs. And that seems to be the biggest question from parents.
And let's talk about that. What experts say should be done?
Well, it should, as indicated in the video, individuals should not just stand there. They should take some sort of an action, either by reporting it to a teacher or to a principal or a guidance counselor. But it needs to be a proactive action, perhaps telling others that you shouldn't be bullying that person. We need to not just be bystanders, and that's the whole essence behind the video.
Las Cruces Public Schools has a bullying policy and takes steps to deal with the issue when it's reported. Is there a sense, Wayne, that our schools, not just Las Cruces, but others as well, are prepared to deal with this? Do they have the resources, etc.?
Well, it's an interesting problem. Obviously, in these times when resources are very scarce, the resource that is available is each one of us. Each one of us can take an action when we see bullying. If we ourselves are intimidated in the circumstance, then we should definitely try to help that person that is being bullied and remove them from the danger. Let them know that you're behind them and to report the incident to the proper authorities. I think one of the interesting things with the school system is they have what's called a tip line. And that tip line can take text messages. The messages are what could we say, autonomous? In other words, a person is anonymous when they give a tip, and you can report bullying without actually coming forward yourself. So there are lots of things that are available that individuals can do.
One school, speaking of technology, recently made headlines for monitoring social media use of its students. We hear a lot about cyberbullying and that this is a growing problem. What do you make of this approach? It was controversial, but at the same time, this is a big problem.
Well, you know, one of the things that parents need to do is to explain to children how to deal with bullying. And if they don't have the information on how to deal with cyberbullying, they need to seek that information. There's lots of information on the internet and through the local schools on cyberbullying. The Safe Teen website that is part of the resources that are provided through Albuquerque schools, and that's located at safeteen.net. And there are all kinds of resources there and information for parents and children.
Wayne, what is the role of law enforcement in this? We know there are times where police become involved.
That's, Fred, that's really not my area. I'm not a lawyer, and it makes it very difficult to talk about those kinds
right.
of
And I would imagine that a lot of times, especially if it's something that's occurring at school, it might be determined by the school as to whether or not law enforcement has to get involved. And of course, we know that individuals often have the discretion as to whether or not to press charges against someone, depending on what exactly has occurred. But I mention that because, of course, sometimes bullying is a very, very serious matter in terms of the level in which it goes to. I mean, we're not just talking about someone who makes an offhand remark occasionally. Sometimes there are physical assaults, vandalism, etc.
Well, the main thing about bullying is that it's an action that's repeated, and there's clear intent involved. When something is repeated over and over again, as you've seen in the film, the children talk about how bullying had gone on for years and years and years. There's a repetition and there's intent, and it's really all about power.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So, final thoughts, Wayne?
Well, I hope more people get to see the film. We'll be doing a proclamation probably October the 8th, recognizing bullying and ending bullying in Doñana County at the County Commission. October is Anti-Bullying Month. And we encourage everyone to become more aware of bullying, and let's all put a stop to bullying.
All right. And again, that program will be repeated on KRWG-TV tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. It's called Bystanders Ending Bullying. Wayne Hancock is a Doña Ana County Commissioner and a member of the Community Unity Coalition. You can find more information about the coalition on the web. And if you Google Community Unity Coalition, it will come right up. Wayne, thanks so much for being with us.